Welcome to The Sober Gay, a podcast about being sober in the LGBT community and beyond. I'm your host, Dylan Gay, and yes, that is my real last name.
Hey guys, Aubrey here. Just wanted to let you all know we are giving you a sensitivity warning. We are going to be talking about death today. Enjoy the episode.
Hi, Aubrey.
Hey, Dylan.
How are you?
You know, I am loving this heat here.
It is hot.
I am doing great.
We've been in the hundreds for a couple days.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I like the dry heat. The 100 degrees, give it to me.
Yeah, I'm really into it.
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
We were just briefly talking when you just got here about how I feel a little sad today.
Yeah.
But I was able to identify that sadness.
Yes.
I think in the past I have not known how to appropriately identify all my emotions, and I would always default to like an angry, kind of like stressed out version of myself.
Yeah.
But I think just with a combination of everything that I've learned and, you know, my SSRI and like everything's just working together in a way where I woke up this morning and I was like, I'm sad. And it's just like, I just allowed myself to be sad. We haven't really talked. Well, this is us talking about what happened, I guess. So today's topic is grieving. Last Sunday, my dog passed away.
Oh, God.
And I know it's so weird to say it out loud. It was really rough, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, it was something that I had pre-mourned her because I knew it was inevitable. She's been, you know, ill for about 3 years.
Yeah.
And I've been, you know, just hanging on by a thread, and it was just her kidneys failed. Yeah. So,
and I remember you talking about it the week before it really happened. I mean, you knew, you just kind of knew.
I just knew
it was coming. Yeah.
I did. It was just, I don't know, like the Saturday night before it happened, we were up all night, and it was just, I thought it was going to happen then, and it didn't. And it was about 8 a.m. I took a nap, like 8 a.m. I took a nap, and I woke up at 10 a.m. and we just went back to the vet, and they were like, it's time, you know, we got to do this now.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. It was just like, but like I said, it was like I had pre-mourned it, so I wasn't like hysterical. Obviously I cried the whole time, but
you knew it's kind of like you just knew it was coming, and what you could do, it was like you were doing the best that you could do, and you couldn't be hard on yourself for that. Like, you know, it wasn't anything that you did, it wasn't anything that happened, it was just kind of there, and you sensed it coming.
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah.
And you went through this. We didn't really talk about it on the show out of respect for you. But I feel like
about it with anyone. I mean, it was just kind of, I just kind of let it be. And I think that was my way of grieving it, was I just didn't need to really tell anyone besides like my close friends and everyone else. It didn't really matter, you know. I lost my dog. I mean, it was in October. Oh my gosh. It's weird because it feels like it was so far away, yet it still just seems like it just happened at the same time. But I feel like I didn't really get that, like, 100% time to, like, understand what was going on, because I had taken her to the vet about a month before, and everything kind of seemed fine. It was just she had intestinal problems, and, you know, we gave her some medication for that. She seemed to do good. And then about a month later, she just stopped walking. She couldn't do anything. And it was about 3 or 4 days of that happening where I was like, okay, like I really need this. Something really needs to just like be done. And that day I took her in and they're like, yeah, we need to put her down. It was, I mean, she had about 2 or 3 tumors.
My God.
Yeah. And this was just within a month of me taking her from the vet a month ago to, you know, all of a sudden she had about 3 tumors on her intestines, and it just kind of happened like that. So I feel like I never really had that like chance to like grieve it before, and it was really rough on me. I think that, I mean, I don't think I know, it was the first like big loss I experienced being sober. And luckily it came, I feel like, at a time where I was very strong. And, you know, I do think I'm still strong in my sobriety, but I was very strong in my sobriety at the time where I just felt like I could get through this without a drink or anything like that, you know?
Yeah, that's a really good point to bring up, because I have not once like had the urge. It's like, you know how thoughts come and go from your mind. The thought has been there, like, oh, you could drink this away, but like I didn't want to act on that urge. Yeah. It wasn't an urge at all. It was just like a thought.
I think for me, it helped me ground myself, because I was so drunk for so long in her life that I, you know, that I had my dog. I mean, granted, I only had her about 3 or 4 years, but for 2 of those years, I was drunk or in rehab, and I didn't really get to spend that time, and I didn't feel like my way of grieving her was to get drunk again.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't make sense to me. Like, I was finally able to spend time with her as a sober person. I was able to go on walks with her at night and things like that, and we finally, like, we were bonded, you know, as just, it was great, and I didn't feel like drinking would have respected her at all.
Yeah, you owed it to her to stay sober in that time, just to... Wow, you just opened up something in my head. That makes 100% sense.
Yeah.
It's just like, I put, you know, London on that same little, like, she went through that ride with me that whole time. I mean, all of it. She went through all, I got her as a drunk, you know? Yeah. Like, it's, you know,
that's
like,
how I got.
It's just like, she went through that journey, and like, just like you said, it's so great. Like, just taking her on walks at night. Like, I was always too drunk at night. It was always just like, go potty, you know, like, and then be done. Like,
yeah.
It was just like, but, you know, in my sobriety, it was different. I was able to take her at night and go for a walk and like experience the end of her life. And I'm sure you as well are just so happy that we at least got the last years of their life sober.
I could not imagine, like, I really do, like, moving to Denver and getting that time with her and really, like, experiencing that time with her, like, just strengthened me as a person, because I was able to take care of something and she was able to take care of me as well.
Yeah, everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, and those late night walks, honestly, I really did love them, because I would come home from work after our long shifts and it was just kind of like, that was our time. I would play music for us, or I would talk to her on our walk. And she would respond every now and then, you know. It was just kind of like she knew. But
they do. It's all about energy. They really felt the energy. They saw us go through a fucking shitty time, and they were still understanding. They know way more than we give them credit for.
Yeah. Well, and I remember like just noticing the difference in that between, like, because I knew you when you were drinking, and like how London just like reacted to you completely differently when you got sober. You were just like, it was a totally different like relationship.
Way more patient.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I was way more patient, because London was a very high energy dog her whole life. And it was just like, when I was drinking sometimes, I would, or hungover sometimes, I would just be like, you know, get away, you know, like, so there's a lot of guilt I've been feeling lately. It's just like, it's all the things that come up in grieving, you know what I mean? But it's healthy to feel these things.
Yeah,
I don't want to like be like, I shouldn't feel guilty for this, or no, because I want to feel guilty right now, and I want to just express it and get it over with. Because if I just keep suppressing it, like, I'll never get over this.
Well, and eventually that guilt, if you just let it sit there, it's just gonna turn into shame. You don't want.
Yes,
that is the worst thing that you can ever have happen.
I don't want to go that route. I want to stay in the game in my head and with control.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about that when I was grieving earlier. Just like the choices I have in this process. Like, I can, you know, wallow all day, or I could take a walk. You know what I mean? Like, I've just been making those little choices. Like, I've done the wallowing, I've done the crying. Like, I just want to, you know, channel it in different ways now, because it's never going to go away. It's like the feeling is never going to go away. I keep looking for her on the couch and she's not there. That's never going to stop, I feel like.
No, I mean, it does get easier. I mean, granted, I mean, I probably once or twice a week just really do think about her like deeply. Like, one of my like times is when I'm in the shower, I think about just like, I just start thinking about all the like good times that we had, you know? But it does get easier. But I mean, you have those moments where you just like, I want that again, you know?
Yeah, it's horrible. I'm just like, because she had such a process in the mornings because she had no working organs really. And so I would have to like always mix her food, wait 30 minutes, then feed her. And I'd usually like mix the food, then we'd, take our morning jog, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And it was like, not that whole process, not doing that whole charade when I wake up, instead just, going over and grabbing, my cat food, putting it down, and that's it.
It's so weird.
I was like, it just feels so empty. And I take my morning walks now and I'm like, it's just like by myself.
Yeah.
Like there's no, I don't know. It's just, there's no one there.
I totally get it. I stopped taking like the walks for me for some time because I think it was just, I didn't have anything to go on a walk with. I shouldn't say anything. I didn't have a dog to go on a walk with, and I just didn't have that same connection, at the time. But I think now I find joy though again in that stuff, and I do love going on bike rides and walks and things like that, and I can do that also and remember her as well. I think grieving really does just come down to, it's always just a remembering process, even though some days it might not be there, like even though it might come up again, 3 or 4 or 5 months down the road, like you just remember and then you move on again,
That's the thing. It's like you remember it, then you go. It's just you can't allow yourself. You have to allow yourself to feel it.
Yeah,
I totally get
feelings. Really, just allow yourself to feel every feeling. Please don't push them aside. Like I did that for so long, and it just bottles up and it comes out in so many wrong ways. And just
amen.
Allow yourself to sit in sadness. It's okay. And if you need to, please watch Inside Out. I'm not.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a great movie about understanding your emotion. And it's so simplified, but it really just tells you like how much sadness is a part of happiness and happiness is a part of sadness.
Yes.
And anger and all of that. They're all a part of everything that we are and who we are.
Yeah. I think I was, a product of one of the kids that was always told like, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't feel that, mm-hmm. Men don't cry or stuff like that. Just like, and it was just a weird dynamic of my emotions that I'm like I'm 30 now figuring out how to deal with all that shit. It's
crazy. Cause I feel like a lot of gay men go through that.
Yeah.
Like, this is how you are supposed to be as a male. And it's like, but that's not how I feel.
Yeah,
because
we grow up on stage, because we're playing the straight role or whatever we have to do to get by and make. I used to have to like choke up like, oh, that girl's hot. Like, oh my God, it was so hard to get out.
Now as gay man, we can be like, yeah, Beyonce's hot. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm so much more secure in my gayness now that I can find another woman attractive. I'm like, oh, she's hot. I'm still gay, but she's hot.
Yeah, like
we're all on the spectrum.
I love that.
Right. I'm taking a little seltzer break.
Ooh, seltzer break. I might as well have some too while I'm at it.
Yeah, they're delicious. I'm drinking a ginger seltzer from Whole Foods.
Ooh,
it's my top two, and you have my second favorite.
It is actually really freaking good, and it's cucumbery. So
cucumber lime by Perrier. Delicious.
I don't get the lime too much, but
I didn't get the lime either.
Yeah,
I did not get the lime.
Heavy cucumber for sure.
Yeah, it says cucumber and a hint of lime.
Small amount.
This is not sponsored. Okay, well, I feel like it's about time to wrap this up because I don't know if I could talk any more about this.
Yeah,
it's out there.
It's a rough subject. I just honestly, I guess the way to end it is just be, please grieve. Please, yeah. It's okay. It's okay to grieve. It's okay to just be in your feelings.
Yeah. And I'm having a sad day today and I'm just feeling it out.
Yeah.
I, like I said to you, I don't think I know how my brain works. It's not going to be like this all day. But like I said to you earlier, I'm learning the waves of life.
Yeah.
And I'm learning how to ride them instead of fight them.
Waves of life, the ebbs and flows.
Yeah. The ebbs and flows. This is just me like straddling the surfboard right now. Just like, okay.
You're trying to hang 10, but you're not there yet.
Yes. I also finished my sleeve.
Oh.
Did you notice?
I did, and I love it. It looks great.
If you go to thesobergay.com, if you go to thesobergay.com and click on the watch tab, you can see what my arm looks like. I got a full sleeve now, and we did sneak.
Wait, you did a little it. Like, wait, on thesobergay.com you showed people?
No, I'm saying like they can watch this.
Oh my God, I am so dumb.
No, you're not. Don't speak to yourself like that.
I am a smart, intelligent human being.
Right? Also, if you like The Sober Gay, you can also just go to our website and leave us a little tip, because we want to keep doing this for you. So
please engage on our Discord too.
Yeah. I think I canceled that.
Don't engage on our Discord. I am lying.
There was no one going on there, and I felt it's dumb. True.
It's very true. I guess it's like a gamer type of deal.
If you guys want it back, let me know. But I don't. There was really no demand for it, and we give the people what they want.
Yeah, right? If you want it, please email us. Let us know. Maybe we'll make a poll.
Where can they email us?
They can email us at thesobergay@gmail.com.
That was hot. I'm wet. And what's our Instagram? It's behind you.
It is at the Sober Gay Podcast.
Yes, it is.
Boom. Look at that. Beautiful
it's
page.
Beautiful.
Dark mode's better.
Dark mode is better, but I couldn't figure out how to do the dark mode on the TV. And the is yeah, we couldn't figure it out.
But it still looks great.
Yeah. LOL. Say that.
I don't know. Okay.
Well, until next time.
Stay sober, girl.
I love that.